I would like us to begin our reflection on the readings of today by asking a question. And the question is this: why did God create us? Or why are we here on earth? Put in another way, what is the reason of our being created? The Catechism of the Catholic Church says that God created us to know Him, love Him, and serve Him here on earth, and hereafter to dwell with Him forever in heaven. This is the reason why we were created. And we must pursue this goal with all our energy, as the Germans would say, with engagement. And we should avoid anything that would prevent us from achieving this goal. This is exactly what the apostles did in the first reading of today, when the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. The apostles avoided the conflict that always exists between material things and spiritual affairs. As we know, material things divide us, but spiritual things unite us. Look at the war going on in Ukraine today, the war going on in Sudan. This is all about material things, about ego, about greed, and never about spiritual things. Look at so many separated families we have in the world today. When we look for the reasons why they were separated, we find out that it is all about greed, all about ego, material things, and never about spiritual affairs. Even in our various families today, the problems we are having is all about material things, ego, greed, and never about spiritual things. And Jesus says in the gospel of today, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be." When we want to reach that place where Jesus has prepared for us, where God has prepared for those who love Him, then we should travel light. What do we mean by that? Traveling light. Let me give you a mental picture of what we mean here. So many of us have seen on the television or from personal experience people running away from war zone. Do they carry a lot of their belongings with them? No, because that will slow down their movement. I remember the first time I traveled by air. That was from Nigeria to Germany. I was going for a mission. And I carried a lot of luggage with me because I thought I needed a lot of things for my work. When I reached at the airport, they told me I had XX luggage. And they told me that I should remove some of my items from the luggage. It was painful, which I did. A lot of things, so that the luggage might weigh less. Then after that, I said to the airport attendants, please, how can I collect back my belongings, the ones I removed? They said, well, that is not what we care for. It doesn't concern us. You have to call somebody to come and collect them. Then I couldn't call anybody. There was nobody with me. They said, you can collect all of them, all the items, and put them into the waste bin. That was painful. The items I removed were important to me, but I couldn't collect them back. From that day, I decided to travel light. Likewise, in our spiritual journey, we have to travel light. What do we mean by that? If we have the problem of alcohol or the problem of drug, that is excess luggage. Drop them. If you are quick-tempered, you can't have a meaningful conversation with your wife. You have conversation 2 minutes with your wife, then you quarrel for 5 minutes. That is excess luggage. You have to drop it. If you gossip, or you are in the habit of telling lies, these are excess luggage. Drop them. You don't need them in our spiritual journey. They will slow down your movement. Do you have the spirit of unforgiveness? Unforgiving spirit? Drop it. That is an excess luggage. You don't need it. In the second reading of today, it says, the stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This refers to Christ. Compare Psalm 118, verse 22. Do you feel that you are rejected in your community, or in your place of work, or even in your family? Remember that Christ, our Lord and Master, was rejected by his own people, his own community. And yet, that didn't prevent him from carrying out the mission he came to achieve. He completed his mission here on earth. Likewise, when you feel that you are being rejected, let it not pain you so much, because Christ experienced the same thing. So many successful people in the world today were rejected, dejected, before they made it to the top. For example, the basketball legend Michael Jordan said that during his high school education, that the basketball team dropped him. They rejected him. But the stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Another example. We know the soccer legend from Argentina, Lionel Messi. He said that he was serving tea in one of the shops around him to support his soccer training. And today, he's a legend in soccer. A millionaire we know too well here in the United States called Bill Gates. Bill Gates said he didn't even complete his college education. But today he's a millionaire. Another millionaire, Steve Jobs, or some people call him Steve Jobs, because all we know in the Bible says Job, but here we say Jobs. So he said he was sleeping on the floor in his friend's house and picking empty bottles of Coca-Cola in order to survive. The former Prime Minister of Britain, a very intelligent man, Tony Blair, said that his teacher used to call him a failure in class, in the classroom. But today, the stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. When we look around us, we can see objects that can inspire us, even in our rooms where we live. We can look at objects that will inspire us. For example, the roof says, "Aim high." That is the road to success. And the fan or the air conditioner says, "Be cool. Don't be in a haste. Take things easy." And the clock says, "Every minute is precious." And the mirror says, "Reflect before you act." And what says the door? The door says, "Push hard to achieve your goals. Don't fear for failures at the first attempt. Because even successful mathematics starts with zero only." Life is not all about what you wouldn't do so far. It's all about what you can still do.